You worked all day, kids just got home, everyone's hungry. Now what? I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa, and I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you meals that make dinner easy, like 15-minute salmon and tzatziki. These meals are quick and delicious, and you don't even need to subscribe in order to make them. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time once again for the greatest of great mate debates.
We'll get his side and that side. We'll get them straight.
I said his.
It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
It used to be his side and her side, Erica.
I know.
Sorry that I got it wrong. Hack, what's going on?
We have a lovely couple today. It's Andrew and Jennifer, and they have a parenting disagreement.
Mm. Oh, you've come to the right place. We're all experts here.
Certainly not.
Jennifer looks like she won the toss. Jennifer?
Yay.
What's going on?
Well, I'm talking to you today because I have a husband named Andrew, and we have two young children.
Okay.
And Andrew's more comfortable with me being the bad cop all the time in our relationship. Like, with our kids, for instance, if they want to stay up late at night, he tells them to ask me if they can stay up late so that I'm the one that forces them to go to bed.
Okay.
And so I have to tell them no constantly. Like, they want junk food. They want candy at the store, like a toy, anything, you name it. I have to say no.
But does he say yes and then you say no, or does he say nothing and you have to say no? Okay.
No, he says nothing. He just tells them, ask your mom. I have to make all the decisions when there are decisions that are not favorable, like for what the kids want. But it's not just the kids.
Like, if they ask for something, will he? And it's a yes, then he gets to answer yes.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, what were you going to say? It's not just the kids. What do you mean by that?
It's not just with the kids. Like, this is like if we go to a restaurant and he doesn't like what he got or the order is wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense.
He asks me.
You guys, women are just better at solving that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, but
it's very like
throwing up over that.
Yeah.
Answer.
It's very like, well, the girls are just better because you don't want to do it. We don't want to do it either, but sometimes we.
No,
will.
Because if like they want to beat us up and they're just like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. We'll make
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right.
I think it's received better for sure.
It's definitely received better if you
okay,
do
then
it.
Be nicer when you're doing it.
We don't know how.
I'm like Jennifer at the point right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm sick of being the bad cop all the time. Okay. Like, I need Andrew to toughen up and just take charge of a situation.
Okay,
you know?
So we're going to get his side, and he's here, but, like, I guess, is it legal to combine these two things? Because I feel like they're two different things. I don't think being, sending the food back is bad cop.
If you always have to be the one who's tough, I don't really feel sexy. Like, about it.
Don't you feel empowered?
No, because I'm being forced to make those choices all the time. I want you to help me, and it's just me being forced to.
Yeah, partnership, baby.
But I value your opinion. Maybe you're better
at it.
But
you don't have an opinion.
You over there.
And exactly why you're a bad cop. You see, he's not about to tackle you. Huh. Let's get Andrew in here. Andrew?
Yay.
What is, what's your side to this? Why are you making her do this?
I'm not making her do it. It just makes the most sense. Jen, I understand what you're saying, honey, but I mean, like, all right, guys, listen, like, I'm at work all day, and I already get to barely see my kids and our kids, and, you know, I finally get home. I don't want to immediately go into bad cop mode, you know, like, that's, you know, like, what kind of relationship is that? I want to be the fun dad, at least some part of the time.
I'm sure Jennifer would love to be the fun mom.
I'm sorry. In an 8-hour day while he's at work, you're saying she's bad the whole time?
Okay, then when he comes home from work, he's bad immediately every time?
If she immediately goes, take the cop hat.
Yep. So are the kids asking for things they can't have constantly? Are they being bad kids constantly so that they need reprimanding?
But there's wait till your father gets home, and that's not, I don't think that's fair either, because it's like, I wasn't here, and also I'm not coming in with this energy. I'm happy to see my kids, and now it's like, he did this.
And yeah, I always hated that wait till your dad gets home.
I got here. What's going on?
But was it your dad that you were scared of in that moment, or was it the anticipation of, like, that buildup, you know, which one had the bigger effect?
But again, you're making your dad the boogeyman. Mm-hmm. No matter, if it's the anticipation, either way, you're making him real, real bad. I don't like that. That's not fair either.
Yeah, you shouldn't be dreading a parent coming home.
Absolutely.
Andrew.
He hasn't been able to keep going.
I know. Well, Andrew, you're free to make your case. And do you have a defense for her being the bad cop, like at restaurants and returning things and whatnot?
Love to hear it.
I mean, she just handles it more often and she's better at it. So it just makes sense. Like, why not put the person who's better at doing the thing in charge of the thing, you know? And I mean,
because you need to buckle up, Buttercup.
No.
And, like, grow up. No. Send your own food back. Don't make her do it. She has nothing to do with it.
You know, I spend all day at work being bad cop, and I also think the wait till your father gets home thing is, like, old school and cliche.
I don't want
my kids to fear me, you know?
But you want
your kids to fear your wife? You don't want them to have a great relationship with her?
There's more of a balance because she's there all day.
There's no balance because he's never the bad cop. He's never the guy who says no.
But if she's not, you know, doling out any discipline, then the prison has no warden, you know? Like, the monkeys are in charge of bananas. We can't have that.
Yeah, all day you're saying the bad cop's coming at 6 instead of, like, they do something, they dump cereal all over at 10. It's like, well, no punishment now, but when your dad gets home, it's like, no.
I'm not saying that. I just think it's absolutely bananas that in every part, like, every time they do something, every time the food needs to be sent back, whatever it is, he's like, well, that's mom's job.
I'm just saying, I think you're pretty comfortable with division of labor. You always come in and go, my food's really good. Dane made it. This is really good. Dane made it. It's like, you believe in his strong suit is cooking. Yours is not. So division of labor. He gets to do that.
Sometimes.
Not very often, because you always say you suck at it. And he's saying the same thing.
But she's still putting an effort to learn. Not just being like, Dane cooks everything.
Yeah, but
she's better at laundry. He does it all.
2 nights this week, I'm like,
no, they're weird and don't do each other's laundry.
That's true.
Bizarre.
Yeah,
the whole show should be designed around that.
I do have a big question for both Jennifer and Andrew.
Okay.
What happens if Jennifer's away for the weekend? What happens if Jennifer goes out that evening and the kids are crazy and
monkeys,
they're like
bananas?
Right. Yeah. And then what? So Jennifer's just never allowed to go out and have her own life and do her own things because she's at home with kids all day. And then at night she's just supposed to continue to be bad cop?
She's allowed. I never said she can't go out. She goes out whenever she wants. And if I'm in charge, I'm in charge. But if we're both there, she is undisputedly better at disciplining.
No, he does, because it's like division of labor. If we're both there, you do this one.
But then
if it's just me, obviously I'll do it.
A day, 24 hours a day, because he works. She has to handle everything. She handles it after he gets home.
Sounds like you have a grasp on it. Congrats.
That's nutty. It's bananas, if you will.
All right. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Jennifer, Andrew, hang on right there. We're going to get a jury for you.
I also think, Slacker, how many times has it happened to you? Because it's definitely happened to me where something happens and I've gone, I told Leo no TV, no this, no that. And my wife's gone, you told him what? No. You did it wrong.
Right.
Because I want it done my way.
Yep.
I don't think I heard that from Jennifer and Andrew. I think it sounds like Jennifer is like, I want to be
Andrew
that.
Andrew knows that she's better at it. She has her way of doing it. And he's like, I'm just going to let you do it.
I just want to reiterate one thing that Hack said that is so true. Like, and you're not going to like this, but there's a real parenting thing. Your kid does this, this, and this, and you saw it and you're mad and you're like, your dad's going to do the punishment when he gets home. You walk in, you know what it's like when you come in from your job, and your job, Erica, is not that hard. But some people's job is hard. You walk in, it's like, go get them. They did this. And it's like, I'm not angry about that. You saw it. You should have handled it when you saw it. Don't make me come in and like switch gears into like, why don't, like they spilled cereal. I don't know. That's like, just tell them not to do that anymore.
So
what? Like, I don't.
When your food comes out wrong, you saw it. You ordered it.
Yeah, but you're so much better at going, excuse me.
That excuse is going
to
drive me nuts.
I think those topics need to be separated because parenting, you have to be both the good and the bad cop.
You do. And I think he's comfortable with being the bad cop.
I don't think he is.
I don't
think
he is.
He is when he's alone with the kids.
And it sounds like he's never alone with the kids. It sounds like Jennifer's just always there.
I didn't hear them say that either. You made that scenario up. Because he said, I never said she couldn't go out.
It just...
Okay.
It's real hard on the don't make me be it.
Okay. This is going to get ugly in here, so we're going to turn the microphones off and beat each other up, and then we need your calls. Does he have to? Yes. I don't think he's saying he's never bad cop. He's just saying if they're both there and she's already been bad cop all day, should she keep being bad cop?
Okay.
The tension in this room is palpable. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between Jennifer and Andrew, Erica and Slacker.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer is just basically taking the role of bad cop all the time. And it's a role that stay-at-home moms definitely take on while they're on the shift, while they're stay at home, if their sig other is out. She's like, yeah, but when you get home,
right,
get after it, man.
I do want to point out him being like, but I'm at work and I don't want to always be the bad cop.
She's
but,
also at work.
But she's at work being the bad cop to the kids. And then again, when he gets home, like.
And the good cop.
She's also the good cop
throughout the whole day.
She's not both. Just. You're only thinking of her all day with like. The prison warden outfit on.
Right.
Like they are having fun. She gets to have fun. But then it's like, he gets home and it's like, nope, now you just take over enforcer role. So it's like, he's just
and
saying.
And he could also have fun at night with them.
Not like if you do the wait till your dad gets home thing. Then it's like, they're just waiting at the door, like hiding, cowering.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, I know it's Great Mate Debate and you're supposed to pick a side. But I don't know that there is.
No, you're supposed to be a united front to your kids.
But I'm saying the callers are supposed to say, should he do? But it's like, I don't think anybody should be it all the time, but he shouldn't. I just feel strongly that he shouldn't have to walk in and she goes, thank God, bad cop's here.
Maybe.
Okay. Ismael. I said that wrong.
Ishmael?
Yeah.
By the way, Jennifer and Andrew, feel free to jump in with anybody. Whose side are you on?
I would have to say Jennifer's, but my personal take on this is both need to be 50-50 when the time. Because if one parent is more bad cop than the other, then that's going to play into the children picking, you know, quote unquote, their favorite parent because they're going to see, oh, mom is more mean to me. I can go to dad.
Exactly.
Okay, but can I just say there's different ways to look at 50-50, okay? She's with the kids 8 hours, and he's with them 4. Like, so does he have to just be back up that whole 4 hours to, like, you know what I'm saying?
But your point was just that she's also having fun with them in the 8 hours. So then in his 4 hours, he's also having fun with them.
It's tougher to do if, like, the first thing you do is bad cop because she's saved up.
Maybe she's not saving up. Did she say that?
Yeah, or was that just something we kind of discussed?
I feel like you just kind of took on that.
Because I genuinely asked, with you, Slacker, growing up, which one?
It was always wait till your dad gets home for sure. But that was, I think, just the boogeyman. Like, he was a very scary man.
I don't think that Jennifer said that's what she does.
Yeah, well, you said a bunch of things that nobody said either.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That did happen.
When my mom texted me that we got hot over this, she was right.
All right, that's one vote for him.
No, it wasn't.
Julia.
You didn't pick her up.
Okay, well, then what did I hit? Julia? Julia!
Yay!
There we go. Whose side are you on?
I just do not like the fact that Andrew is constantly saying, I work 8 hours a day. When you're a stay-at-home mom, your job begins when the kids wake up, and you don't go to bed until the kids go to bed, and sometimes even later. So I don't think that's an excuse. I think they need to sit down, talk it out. Maybe he has an hour when he gets home to relax. But
it sounds like you're genuinely mad at Andrew.
Far harder than any job I think I've ever had.
And I don't, Andrew, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I don't think you're saying her job is easy, right?
Right. I do not think that her job is any easier than mine, and as if it's not a job. It's a full-time job, and I love her for doing it, and I respect her, and I appreciate her. I just think she needs to continue doing it.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
I don't, like, when you're married, you're a team, right? And, like, as far as, like, sending food back, if I'm better at something than my wife and she's in an uncomfortable position, I will do whatever I can if I'm better at it to help her because I don't want her. If I'm better at fixing the car and my wife isn't, I'm not going to go, it's not my car. Or, you should learn.
Hey, I fixed it the last four times. Yes. Just like I said with Dane cooking. It's like you eventually sort of divide into the things you're good at and he's good at.
But then you can also learn things together. And it doesn't have to just...
I have to
because
you got it.
I
don't
want to
get it every time.
That's the attitude. I got this. As long as it's a reciprocal thing, then if it's not reciprocal, if you're just saying you got everything, that's bad.
I don't think she wants to got it.
But she has to be.
I think that Andrew gets to the relief of going to work every day and speaking to other adults. And there's like a sense of community and relief in doing that. I'm with the kids all day long. So you don't want to be constantly correcting and yelling at someone like all the time. Like sometimes it's nice if he would come home and take on that role a little bit, you know?
I get it. I've been in this situation, and it's, but like you,
we're so good at it.
No, but like when you choose, when I chose to do a job in radio and I have to do some things I don't like to do, I have to like there are conversations I have to have here that I wish I didn't have to do, but it's like what I did.
And then when you go out to dinner and your order's wrong, sometimes you just have to tell
mom. But I'm just saying she chose to be a stay-at-home mom, so then you got to be good cop.
Did she choose or was that just the only option?
Did he put a gun to your head and say, quit your job?
Or was that just the only option?
Listen, we're out of time here, and I just got to say this. Every call that I can see is on her side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just that it should be 50-50. All parenting should be.
So, Andrew?
Yeah.
Get your cop hat.
Get your what?
Cop hat.
My gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It's time for news. Or nope.
News. No. News. Our only real hope.
is to decide. This is new.
The air horn kind of worked.
Or
it
no.
did.
I like it.
It's just right next to it on this little thing. So it's like, if I get just a little too close to the edge, I hit the wrong button. Sorry. News or nope. I don't want to do this, but I have to. Will this be the first week we literally use zero nopes? I don't think we've ever gone through an entire week of nobody.
That's because you usually get mad and nope one of us.
And then we're just petty and start throwing them out. Yeah.
Hold on.
It's very personal, very quickly.
Usually, yeah.
I know I said this the other day, but I want to say it again. Do you remember when we started doing this? It was you guys telling stories and I was the only one who could nope.
Mm-hmm. You can do that again if you want.
Unlimited nopes?
If that's really what feels good to you.
Or give you four, maybe. Instead of us having the other three, you have four.
No.
I want you to
have nopes too. I think it's important that everyone...
My fellow journalist.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to get through this story without crying. There is...
What?
A monkey in Japan in a city zoo. I will be honest, I can't pronounce the city that it is, so I don't want to try. Who has gone a bit viral this week because he was born back in July, I believe, and his mom actually rejected him when he was born.
Oh, God.
Then all these videos were shown of the other monkeys being mean to him. They would, like, push him and stuff.
Okay, dude.
It's so sad.
And he's got this cute little face, and honestly, he looks like Swanson.
Is he an orangutan?
I hope Swanson's not listening.
He is.
He's a baby macaw. Is a macaw's a bird?
Macaw.
MACAQUE. So the zookeeper stepped in to take care of him and all of that. Please don't call him a cow. He is a sweet little baby.
He's a macaw.
And
it is macaw. Might be macaw.
Okay.
And they gave him like plushies to make sure that he felt like he had friends and stuff, and he really...
Plushies?
Yeah, like stuffed animals.
One of the stuffies is
an orangutan.
That's why I thought he was.
Okay.
And there's all these photos of him, like, carrying it around.
He
like,
is really bonded with it.
His only friend. Yeah. And the president of IKEA Japan decided to go to the zoo and donated, like, tons of plushies to make sure that this monkey never goes without a plushie. It's really the photos like will make you. I'm serious. It looks like Swanson when we're not paying attention to him. And he's like, okay, I'll just go over here.
Can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
Tomorrow is Feel Good Friday.
I was going to use this story for it, but
that
it's okay.
Is when a story like that would be appropriate.
Fine,
this is news or no.
The news was that the president of IKEA Japan.
That's a feel good story that the president of IKEA.
So I thought a better story for Feel Good Friday.
Okay, well, you've stolen Aaron's. Yeah,
one.
Now the rest of us who were going to use the monkey story.
It's so cute, though. I needed you guys to know.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm so happy we all know about the monkey now.
Good evening. In real news, the grandson of the inventor of Reese's Peanut.
Oh, there it is!
It's getting personal.
See? Oh, I love it when I'm not the...
Hey, she throw dig at me, I throw dig at her.
Was this about recess or something?
It was.
And Too bad you'll never know.
Oh, man. If only there were a way to, like, go out there in the universe and find out.
It's actually a pretty good story, too. You should find out.
Good evening. This is a story that the Slacker Show research team and I have actually been tracking for just over 3 years.
Buffalo. We just hired those guys.
Well, they've...
They were just fired, and then we had a new batch.
Team, Chet and the boys.
I knew a lot of them before they started working.
Okay.
There's a lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings. Some guy filed a lawsuit in 2023.
For what? Because they're not made of buffalo?
The term boneless wings is misleading because it's not wing meat, it's chicken breast. And he says, if I would have known it was chicken breast, I wouldn't have paid as much money for
as
it.
Those are glorified chicken nuggets. For sure.
They're not even glorified. There's nothing, but you call it whatever you want.
The thicker breading, I think, makes it, because when I think of chicken nugget, I think McDonald's, like the thin breading.
Yeah.
But like the Buffalo Wild Wings ones, they're a lot thicker.
But that makes me think of a tender.
Maybe a tender is the right word.
But like, okay.
No, I'm still mad at you. I'm not.
No, but here's the thing. Like, he really has a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Three. I also would like to talk to Long John Silver's because I've had their hush puppies and there's no puppy in it.
Well, thank God.
Well, but I mean, that's an absurd thing. It and when is. You bite them, they go, that's not hushed.
Like, so this, yeah, he filed this
lawsuit.
That's
an absurd lawsuit.
In 2023. So we're coming on 3 years. We've been tracking it.
For the love.
The judge has ruled against the guy in favor of Buffalo Wild Wings. Says the term boneless wings is a playful name rather than a deceptive label.
How could you even have a boneless wing?
He thought it was a deboned chicken wing.
Because like you can do that.
A chicken wing, yeah.
You know, when you're doing the turducken or whatever.
Like, you're getting rid of half the...
I agree.
Yeah.
And as a big fan of boneless wings, glorified chicken nuggets.
Okay.
This is why we've been tracking it, so...
Yeah.
They're still around. They're going to stick around. Good. Good news.
Check the Odyssey app later. You can listen to the entire show. And I believe we'll be putting up Erin just reading her pathetic little peanut butter story. Whatever. Look at her face.
You're never going to know it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I want to know what you guys would have done in this situation because I had extreme anxiety over it.
Okay.
Talker to no one.
Safe space here.
Yes.
I want you to just feel comfortable and know we're going to make fun of you, but it's because it's our job.
Perfect.
Okay.
I was at personal training today. All was well. Real hard workout.
Okay.
And I leave and I go get gas.
I was going to say gas, but I thought it was like maybe you farted at your workout. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, what would you do in this situation? Yeah. Do you acknowledge it? Like, if you're yoga, this is one of the reasons I've been afraid to go to yoga.
Because you too
much. This is
too
such much. Tangent.
Because I've heard that happens because you like get in.
For the record, I got gas for my vehicle. There was
right,
no
but
gas.
I'm just saying. That happens at yoga, right? It happens sort of if you're really...
You can because you're relaxed. And
yes,
like,
and you're like...
Yeah.
And it's like, do you do you, it's like, my bad, or do you, like, or is it just part of the process? And like you said, you were working real hard in a workout and she's having you do squats.
That's
or he.
That's crazy, like, for you to assume this, though.
She was like, what? She asked.
Why would I ever bring that up?
No.
On the radio.
I don't know. You get it, though, right?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
I had a class in college. It was like a mindfulness class where we did kind of meditation stuff, and okay. The teacher let one rip for sure. She said, oh, pardon me. And
so you do acknowledge it. You're just like, did. Is this part of it?
She had to. It was big enough. She was losing the class. Bunch of college boys.
Oh my gosh.
But Erica held it in and then went and got gas after.
I got gas for my vehicle after. Haven't had gas problems like okay. You have, apparently.
Oh, no, that's why I don't go to yoga.
As no. I was getting back from getting gas. I should have never mentioned.
Fuel is the word you could use. Yeah. And then I would stop making this sound.
Okay. Okay. I go to get out of the car and I'm like, my water bottle is gone. And I had a moment of like, did I leave it? No. Did I take it out at 7-Eleven? Because I was so depleted from this workout. My mind was blank.
But okay.
And then I realized it's probably at the gym. It's most likely at the gym.
Okay.
So I text my trainer.
You set it down while you were farting. It's hard to hold things when you're like.
You know, my mom texted me the other day saying the show has gotten immature. I wonder why.
Cheryl, shut it.
Whose fault is that?
Okay.
Okay, so I realized it's probably at the gym.
Okay.
Would anyone else have extreme anxiety about being like, and now I have to walk back in there and be like, minutes later, like, I've gone. And then I'd have to return.
What?
If it's that close together, it's better. I left my Harvard water bottle at a dance studio.
Why
I
never in went God's back name would
Harvard
you?
Because you.
Like, it's hard.
They don't check or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
But I left it at a, even better, I took a pole dancing class and I left it there.
Oh.
And I never went back to get it.
You just left it, right? Because you're like, I didn't even go to Harvard.
Yeah.
And
I just farted this class up.
Erica, this is the weirdest question you've ever asked. I don't think anyone would feel anxiety if I left my sunglasses.
She didn't go back for it.
Yeah.
But that's because it's a pole dancing place.
I was already home, and this is a really small gym. So if I walked in, they're gonna go, you are just here. What are you doing back?
But they're also going. Okay. You have a. There's this giant pink Stanley in the middle of our gym.
Purple.
It's thank you. It is lilac.
Okay, whatever. But they're like. They know you're coming back. Like when I walked out of here, I've gotten all the way to my car. Sometimes I've even driven a little ways away during daylight savings time or whatever, or non-daylight savings time. And I'm like, oh, my sunglasses. I'm not like, well, that's a total loss. I don't want everyone to see me come back in to get them.
Well, this is your place of work, so.
Is that you're paying for a gym thing?
Like, yeah. I know, it's just awkward. Like, if it was like a Planet
Fitness.
It's
your water bottle. It's yours.
And I would think the smaller gym would almost make more sense. They're probably like, oh, yeah, we've got it right here.
It's,
like,
yeah, totally. Been in our way. It reeks of farts, but.
What is wrong with
my
you?
My mom's texting. Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
All right. I think Erica's the most pumped about whatever this is.
Ooh.
We want to do. There is one thing for me. It's like, it's not childhood lies, but it's like the things when you were little, you thought, I'm going to have to deal with this my whole life.
For sure. Like the thing that you thought was going to be really come up a lot.
Like it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. Frequent.
Can I start, even though this is your thing?
Brain memory.
Because I don't know what it was. It's not in movies or TV shows really anymore. But almost everything when I was young, quicksand was a thing.
Quicksand.
Mm-hmm. I literally thought, okay, you're a kid. Your parents are shielding you from this right now. But obviously at some point,
right.
If you're walking and you're in a forest that has a lot of dangly trees, there's probably quicksand because like Mother Nature knows, grow a dangly tree so you might be able to grab it and pull yourself out. Mm-hmm. But like quicksand's a real thing. And you, it doesn't just, you don't go down a little in quicksand. You go until you're gone and you're just gone.
Right.
You're.
Right. You just get swallowed.
Is it a real thing? Is quicksand a real? No, it's not. Where?
It absolutely is. But I've seen it more so around like water, like kind of where the water meets.
You don't disappear. You really got
to go like mid thigh, but you can wiggle up and out.
You sure can. Quicksand is real, but not in the deadly, deep swallowing trap often portrayed in movies.
Okay.
Why did they portray it that way then?
I don't know. You're telling me you didn't, like, probably wasn't as bad. Like, there was less options on TV when I was little, and it was just like, slee stacks get pulled into, like, everything got pulled into quicksand. Yeah. And then you're just gone. And maybe your buddy dove in after you, but
it'd be a rush because you'd see a little bit of the head.
And you're like, oh, God, get him.
Yeah.
And you go, Okay. That's mine. Yeah. I thought it would be a bigger deal.
Yeah, it's been months since I've seen quicksand.
I've never seen quicksand. I just want
never.
To.
Yeah.
Never. Okay.
My thing is stop, drop, and roll. We were taught stop, drop, and roll as if nearly weekly we would be lit on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it is good
to
for
know.
A kid to know how, but they did get it in your head. It's like, you're going to burn, and here's what happens like, if you are.
In your life,
it happens. Yes. It's just part of life. You'll get through it.
We've all done it.
Did you guys do the thing where they'd bring like a trailer into your school parking lot? Okay, you're all looking at here comes the smoke, and the smoke would start, and then you'd go, and you'd touch the door handles to see if they're warm, to see if that was a good way out. And then you'd get outside and you would stop, drop, and roll.
They made you practice it?
Yes. Oh. The whole scenario. You're there and then bam, the trailer's on fire.
What? No, we did not have that.
That is wild. I wish I went to your school. That is so fun.
I was really scared every time they put me in there because then it was similar to the trailer where you did the hearing test. And so I always thought maybe during the hearing test it was all
gonna do it.
You're like stronger on this side, but I smell smoke.
I could see you like practicing at home too.
Probably.
I don't think, I just remember practicing at home, but I don't remember them doing it at school.
It was a big.
Yeah, we did something. I think it was a school bus where we like had to get out. We had to exit the back.
Yes.
Exit, a similar thing.
Was there smoke?
I don't remember the smoke. No, there were pyrotechnics going on. But.
All right, so we're all going to keep going around the room, but we want you to call too. Like, what was the thing? Was it quicksand, stop, drop, and roll? Is there something you thought was going to be a bigger deal in life? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I was always...
Wow, it got really quiet.
Well, because I was thinking, because I feel like there's a lot, you know? But I, maybe it's my height, was always worried about like... a bridge troll.
A bridge troll grabbing you and adopting you as one of their own?
Yes.
There were a lot of books about the troll under the bridge, right?
Yeah.
So
did you
many.
Look under bridges? What? Did you really think? That? Yeah. See, that missed me. I didn't. Bridge trolls were not my thing.
What?
Oh, driving over them, walking around them.
Had to do with
that is a weird thing.
Because I'm an easy grab.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Are they the ones that do the riddles? And so then it's like,
That's the bridge. That's the one that you have to get across. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
Bridge
it's been
trolls.
Months since
what
I've seen a bridge troll.
What is my favorite color?
Hack, do you have one?
I do have one. For me, it's my permanent record. It was always like,
this is going to go on your permanent record.
Permanent record. And I, like, if anyone has it, send it in, text it in. I don't. How could I even get my own? Let alone
there's no such thing.
Else's permanent record.
There's like a criminal record, but just stupid crap you were doing in Mrs.
In
Johnson's class.
Right.
There's no like that's just a giant
just
boogeyman
kidding,
threat.
Kids, it's very serious.
Oh, sorry.
Right. T-Hack, I have yours right here.
Oh no, the too roof. Bad there's quicksand in between us.
The roof incident.
Can I say another thing like quicksand?
Sure.
This one, it's such a cartoon trope, but I really thought it was going to be a thing.
I know what you're going to say.
Banana peels.
Oh, I was thinking watermelon seeds.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Growing
my parents definitely put that one in my head.
Mm.
Like, don't swallow it. And then it's like, you always had that one fat uncle, and you're like, see? Uncle Charlie did it. Like, Uncle Charlie did it.
I
that's like,
why?
I actually think we had that.
No, they always told me. It was like my Uncle Bud. They're like, he swallowed one, and then he'd hear it and be like, yep,
oh my
growing
gosh.
Right there. And you're just like, ah! So I'm like... Spitting watermelon seeds like I was getting paid for it.
No one in this room has ever been the example.
No, it was always your beer drinking uncle.
Okay.
Who just had that gut. You know what I mean?
You.
But banana peels, you never were like, peels, they made it seem like they could be anywhere, like quicksand. Yeah. And that there was no chance, no matter what kind of grippy hiking boots you were wearing, that you were going to remain upright.
That part's true. They are slippery.
They are not slippery. Don't they squish?
On one? Yes, because I've been curious. I've tried it.
I might have to leave.
Let's light her on fire.
Yeah, stop trying to roll now.
All right, if you thought something was going to be a bigger deal than it turned out to be, we'd love to hear what it was. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about things we thought would be a bigger deal than they are.
Mm-hmm.
Erin thought she was going to get abducted by a troll.
Or just, yeah, have to solve their riddles.
Erica thought she was going to be on fire.
Definitely.
I don't want to ruin anybody's call, but I'm just going to say this anyway. I also thought amnesia was a way bigger deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was in every TV show.
Soap operas? Every soap opera would kill a kid. Because I was a sickly child, so I would like stay home, and I was like way into One Life to Live. Or
you were sickly or you chose to stay home?
No, I was sick.
Oh.
I love school.
Oh.
I wanted to be at school, and then I would just be like, yeah. And then I got into things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but then everybody's like, you kill a character, and they come back. He's like, well, where have you been for 5 years? Oh, I had amnesia. Like, you just.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. You could just hit him on the head and kind of like, go back and forth.
They were my childhood. So.
I will never forget when Michelle Tanner fell off of her horse and got amnesia.
I did forget that.
Oh.
She has it.
This is Slacker. This is it. Okay.
Eric?
Yeah, Derek, actually. But this is
Derek. What did you think was going to be a bigger deal?
Me.
You thought you were going to be a bigger deal?
Yeah, you know, I had aspirations of being the president. Now I'm just a banker, and I got to deal with people with a lot more money than me. So, you know,
just
makes
a
me
banker.
Happy.
But
like,
I've never even been to a bank.
Wait, that's kind of sad.
I go all the time.
We know.
Here's the thing. It is weird. Didn't you think when you were a kid you could be president?
Yes.
No, I genuinely I'm a did. Girl, so.
I literally wrote that down in fifth grade on my
come
thing.
On.
I'm not even joking. Miss Lachlan's class, I wrote down, I can't be president because I'm a woman. And she was like, that's not true. But that was what we were taught.
Mm-hmm.
You were
that's
taught.
Not what you were taught.
You said it's
not
true. That.
Well, it's not what they taught us in school, but look
that's
around.
What I mean.
But like, okay. Well, Derek can't be it either.
There's still a chance.
For Derek?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
He's just a banker, man. I'm just kidding, Derek. You're awesome.
Maybe you still could.
He still could. Now you know that's like, oh, I have to go be a city councilman and then be a congressman. It's like, I'm not doing that. I thought I could just go put my name in. Well, let the chips fall where they may, right?
You know? Really thought like somebody I go to high school with is going to be
president. Is going to be president,
you know, like,
of course.
Somebody.
Yeah. Mikey?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What did you think was going to be a bigger deal?
DARE. The DARE program.
Yeah.
It is a big deal.
No, we
it
got...
is a big deal, but they told us that every day of our lives, somebody was going to be pressuring us and offering.
It is true.
We have every like five day. Text messages. They're like being offered drugs from random people.
And it just doesn't happen.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone was
that
like,
is Erin.
Ironically, they like, I guess I would.
Every day, they scared us.
Yeah.
They brought in them big old things that had the fake drugs in it and made you look at what they had the fake drugs. And this is what this looks like, and this is what that looks like. And
they were showing you.
Hold on, that didn't happen in our DARE program. No. They tell you purity.
They were offering you the drugs.
Yes, the DARE program was the mule.
It was
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mikey. What were you going to say?
A big portion of the DARE program was gang, like anti to not join a gang. And growing up, it was like we're in Iowa.
Yeah, you're not getting jumped in anything by a corn gang or something. Cheeto.
Yes.
What'd you think it was going to be a bigger deal? Yeah.
I thought piranhas were going to be a bigger deal than they actually were.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they were going to bite your finger and then you were going to
bite your
have
finger.
To...
They were going
to
like just skeleton. Piranhas just go.
Any body of water because I thought they were going to be a big problem. You can-
This is not a lie. Like, people would say, oh, McCall Pond out by in Longmont, they're like, man, somebody brought a few piranhas out there. They're breeding. And then no one would swim out there anymore.
To you.
Yes. Cause, and you'd see, like, in a movie, you would. You'd put, like, a... like something in there and go, and then they pull just the bones out. Like there was no blood, no nothing. Just like,
right.
And they just, it's like putting in acid. And right. We believed we were going to die by piranha.
I agree.
Yes. All
right, Cheeto, that's a good one. Antonio?
Oh. Yeah.
What did you think was going to be a bigger deal?
So growing up, I feel like every adult over the age of 40 had us all feeling like we were basically go to prison for life for driving with the overhead lights on in the car. So when we started driving, we were terrified.
Dude, you don't know what the deal is? No. Do you like having the lights on in your car when you're driving?
I don't know. No one's ever trying to do it.
Because that your parents tried it. They put the fear of God in you because it's annoying. So they just, it's just like when they go, don't sit so close to the TV. It has nothing to do with you. You're in their way. That's why they tell you, like, oh, if you sit that close, you're going to go blind.
I thought it would, like, static you or something.
No, they're like, get away from this. It's like, you're in my way, fool. But they had to lie about your eyes. And with the lights, they're like, that's so annoying to have that light on while you're trying to drive. So they're like, please pull us over, shoot everyone in the car if that light's on. No mercy, baby. Aww. They're killing all of us.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm making... Why are you laughing already? Because you were mean to me off air.
No, it's just before we go on the air. Like... The inside baseball stuff. Song is good, like about over, and then... Like, Eric is like, oh, I have something I want to talk about. And then it's like, we don't know what it is, but then you got this poop-eating grin sometimes when you're like, hey. Like, you did, doesn't she have these weird little expressions sometimes?
That, like, I have a secret.
Yeah, it's like,
hey. Yeah. Not even she does a that secret. Weird little... I'm just excited to do my job.
Okay, well, let's all hear what Eric has got to say. Pull up chairs. You made sit this... crisscross applesauce.
Oh, you shouldn't have hyped it up.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, I'm making a decision upcoming for my wedding.
Shouldn't all decisions be made by the groom? What are you doing?
That was hilarious. Oh, man. Okay. That decision has been made.
Okay,
all
right, good.
No, you're right. The decisions should have been made, and there's a few that I'm suddenly waking up in the middle of the night and being like, you know, like, we
got
to...
You don't have a... Isn't there like a website you go to with like a master punch list where you go, ta-ta?
If I was type A enough for something like that.
Raise your hand if you think there's a chance that Erica's not type A about her wedding. You may not be type A all the time, but this, you're a freak.
I'm really not. I've got all the things up in my head and I'm like, oh, I need to email the DJ and I need to figure out my reception dress, but I'm not like, there's no like,
you should have a thing.
Yeah, well, you seem so organized all the time.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Thank you. I am not.
So wild to
we
me.
We got like a list.
Can we come to your house?
I have a TikTok up right now that's why I looked at Aaron that shows my house and it's in its prime type B. And I can show you after this. I can post it to the Slacker Show Instagram.
I picture like... Her, what was that mean lady that would beat her kid and say no more wire hangers? You know, it was like Joan Crawford or whatever.
What?
Like, I picture you so. The movie was like, yeah, she would just beat her kid up.
And Mommy Dearest was in the movie. Yeah.
And it was about Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
You're so wrong about me.
So, like, dude, I don't know that I've seen you just like, not stripped down is the wrong word because then you're going to get all weird. We got to get HR in here. But like, just.
You've seen me that way.
Fully cash. Like, you're put together every day.
You clearly don't watch my TikToks. They're all no makeup. My hair's in a bun.
I have a different view of Erica.
I'm probably on my walking pad. Like, I come to work looking nice.
She's very professional.
Oh.
At work.
Which is also weird because I've never been called professional in my life.
Okay.
We don't work with anyone professional.
No, it's weird. You're the type A
person. Yeah.
Yeah. So you it. Does it make sense to you why we would think that, though?
I guess
because this is
so.
What we see.
I think I'm, good at my job.
Can I just swing by, give me your address, and I won't tell you when I'm coming because I want to surprise you.
I don't like surprise visitors.
Oh, come on. I just want to catch you
I don't
in
like
your
hosting.
Element. Just like scratching your belly.
First of all, I don't have a belly.
No, she'd like, be scratching Swanson's belly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But like she's just
probably in like a brown matching set from Target that I wear like 5 days in a row.
That still feels type A. If it matches.
I promise.
Type B,
no.
Yeah. It wouldn't match. She's wearing one slipper and one sock.
Not necessarily because it's matching. I don't have to put in energy to make it match.
Oh.
It's already done for me.
Mm, okay. She's right. Aaron's got my back on how disorganized I am.
Sorry. Anyway, back to what decision are we making about your wedding?
It has come to my attention that we have decided we would like a wedding cake.
Oh, okay.
That was question?
What were you going to do before?
Yeah. My attendance was in question too because of it.
Well, and I don't know that it's going to be for the guests, Zach.
Really? It sounded like she just called him Zach.
I heard that.
Which was weird. I was trying to say for the guests.
Okay, Zach.
Can anyone else say that word without
it? Yes, hack.
For the guests.
Hack.
Hack.
Yeah, you were like,
play it back, okay?
No, it was like, that was weird.
I called him hack.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's going to be a dessert table of assorted desserts, but we're not doing like who stops down during a really good dance party and is like, cake, please?
Me, for sure.
You
saw me yesterday. My hand literally full of cake.
To be fair, there was no dancing happening. But I
could have made it happen.
I've done more dancing at cake parties
than caking at dance parties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what
I'm
you're
really
saying.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you're having a cake.
So we've decided we would like to have a cake to do the cutting, but we're not going to stop down. It's not going to be like, the bride and groom. Oh, I have a mic right here. Why don't you hold one up to me? But there's no like, the bride and groom would like you all to join
them. So you're just going to go over to the side and do it?
Well, I'm going to change outfits into a reception dress, and then I'll probably come out. Dane will see that dress for the first time. We'll do the cake cutting, and then I will get back to shaking my butt on the dance floor.
God, I hate this wedding, and I already booked a room.
You booked a nice room?
My question is it tacky to get the small cake from Safeway?
Yes! What?
What are we doing?
Because it's your wedding.
Why am I?
Because you're dropping coin on... Oh, my God. Somebody, okay. Diabetes, tell her it's not just a cake. This is your one.
I just really like all.
Are you gonna get a double?
She's down for any.
Are you gonna do the double layer so you have the one to take home? You need some to take home. Dude, that is a thing.
We're not letting anyone have any of the cake.
Right, but you guys do the smashy smash with the lower layer.
He will not be smashing in my face.
I'm so proud of you that you're not gonna do it. My ex-wife, the first one, she wasn't gonna do it either, and then she was like, pfft. She did it, like right. Right at my nose.
I wouldn't do that to my lovely husband.
It's just kind of funny, though. It's a great shot. It's a cute shot.
Okay, but no smashy on me.
Yeah, you're wasting the cake.
I know, but you know you take the other layer.
Well, then we're just going to cut off the pieces and freeze a bit.
You freeze a whole layer. So on your first anniversary, you get that out.
Well, just who can make it last that long?
You just put it in the freeze. Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Good evening.
What are you doing?
I am here to bring you yet another controversial ranking.
Me.
You.
It wasn't ready.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got data and he's crunching the numbers.
I have.
But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when you call these lists. It's TX controversial rankings.
There have been a lot of swings and misses on these, you know, over the years.
That song lights me up.
You like that?
Only because it means we're getting a controversial rating.
Oh, so you don't want to compliment the songwriter. You want to just compliment the person who's doing the thing.
Yeah.
Erica's the biggest supporter of the rankings.
Yeah.
Even in a miss, even when she disagrees, she'll give me another chance.
Yep.
Slacker Aaron.
Can we run through
you really messed up on the mini carts, okay? I can't get over that.
You also messed up on the holiday treats or whatever.
Yeah, holiday treats, M&M's is dumb.
Red and green M&M's.
No. Those are good.
That was dumb. It's not the number one, though. It's not the number one.
It's not.
Bread was about the only one you got right, except you left biscuits off.
No,
so.
I have never seen you more angry than when he did bread.
Yeah, no, bread, but it was like,
actually,
it was
that's
good.
A lie, but
when it comes to ranking,
right?
You mean on the air?
Yeah.
Let's talk about when did you see me mad, Erica?
I don't want to talk about it.
It was not at me.
Yay! Okay, so.
Okay. This time I've decided to tackle a more tamer subject. So
tamer.
We can maybe agree a little more, perhaps.
I feel like, do you the if you say the more? You know what I'm saying?
More tame.
More tame. Okay. Or tamer.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think
like
tamer.
More tamer just okay. feels like you're...
These are the grammar rankings. No.
No.
These are the glove rankings. Okay. The best gloves of all time.
Are we going to go there?
Are we...
Like, is... The O.J. Simpson glove gonna be on this list?
If it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Yeah.
They would have to be on the list
right.
because we all knew how to finish it. It was very much like, you take I-25, exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
I'm like, still learning that one. I got the O.J. down.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Okay. These are more types of gloves.
I was gonna ask, are they specific, like Michael Jackson gloves? That was the first thing one that came to my head.
Types?
Or are they like mittens versus like more generic?
Yeah, so I'm sure
mittens
is going to be in there. We're blowing his whole list here, but I just...
Yeah, and you're giving me an idea for another list?
Mickey Mouse gloves.
Celebrity gloves, might be a part two.
Celebrity gloves.
I guess I've never thought about how many like characters or
that's
people...
That's true. Mickey and Michael Jackson.
I think Goofy wears them too.
They all do, yeah.
Oh.
All they're all three finger, right?
Four.
Three finger and a thumb. Thumb's not a finger, idiots. My God. It's right. three. Okay.
How many fingers do you have, Slacker?
Three. Four.
Okay, anyway.
Five.
The greatest gloves of all time.
Before you start, can anyone in the room possibly think of 10?
No.
That's
maybe.
What I'm saying. Unless
it's like football gloves. Does that count?
I think that we're really blowing this.
Okay, controversial rankings.
Aaron has already said number 10.
Number 10.
Just out of respect, technically a glove, but mittens are on there at number 10. Because they're okay, you can use them, but you don't have all the functionality of
a
regular
glove. What is a glove, per se, then? Is a glove just a hand covering, but should a glove give you individual movement with your fingers?
No.
I think a mitten, you know...
Counts as a glove?
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking, oh boy, if he's got fingerless gloves on here.
Oh, the ones for driving?
It's like, what are we
doing? For driving?
Cover my hands or don't.
Like, that's going to be on the list somewhere.
For the record, the definition of glove is a covering for the hand worn for protection against cold or dirt and typically having separate parts for each finger and the thumb.
Each finger. Typically. But there are mittens where you have a kind of a glove inside. Have you ever had any of those?
Yeah, those are good.
There's something. If a guy showed up on a date wearing mittens, isn't that kind of a turn off? Aren't you like?
Of course it is. But is that our standard?
No, but it's.
Like, seven? Or?
It says I'm committed to hand warmth.
If a man shows up on a date in a glove, I'm concerned.
Why?
Why?
Cold. You're a psychopath.
I have three pairs of gloves in my car right now.
Okay, that's a lot. You only have two hands.
Yeah, but I have my Kim Possible gloves.
Okay.
I have and then two sets of wool ones.
Okay, that's psychotic. Okay.
Coming in at number nine.
Number nine.
Gloves of all time. The yellow dish gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Which
go up high.
Do people actually have these, or are they just in TV shows?
We've
and
got
movies?
Them.
You
have
I have.
Them?
Yeah. I never use them. Like, I'll find myself bleaching the tub, and I'm like, oh, you son of a.
You
but
have
it's too
them,
late.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We don't really use them.
I like the...
Well, they're not. They're more baggy.
They still, but you still, when you're
you
pulling
pull,
it down.
Like, and then up here, they're kind of gotten open.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, number nine, does that feel about right then?
I would have put them lower than the mitten.
Okay.
Just, but I mean, you're in the wheelhouse.
Okay.
It's not terrible.
Yeah.
Number
yellow
eight.
Gloves.
Okay. Number eight, Erica, the fingerless gloves.
Oh, my God. Those are negative.
Is it possible to look tougher than when you're wearing fingerless gloves?
Is it possible to look lamer?
No, I think I have to wear them sometimes when I DJ outside and it's cold and I need I still need my fingers. To...
A man in a fingerless glove is the ickiest thing I've ever.
It's not, and I'm going to tell you, somebody go look up PB Shore Club. It's Pacific Bay Shore Club. It's in San Diego.
Wait, I am familiar with the PB Shore Club. That was a dark, dirty place.
It's an awesome, dark, dirty place. Wait. It's like right on the shore.
Yeah,
that's like where we celebrated Josh's 40th birthday. We spent like 2 days there.
Ooh. I have friends who have lost phones there.
100%.
I have like lost my dignity there.
100%. But you know what you don't get? If you order, they have drinks in a goblet, like a frozen Red Bull drink. Do you know what that comes with? Fingerless glove.
What? No, it doesn't.
It does. I still have my PB Shore Club.
I've had it many times.
You didn't ask for the fingerless glove.
No, like, would it wouldn't come with gloves.
Because it's just, you still want to be able to do your, it's huge, and but you can still just grab onto it and you keep your hand warm while, and you only get one. You don't get two. You just get one.
It's also Pacific Beach Shore Club.
Yeah, PB.
Yeah, you said Pacific Bay, but it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, princess. Did I get the name close?
Mini anxiety attack after having the frozen Red Bull drink.
Oh, yeah, we drank.
I had lost your glove?
No, it's like, well, maybe I did have them and I just don't remember. I had like six of them one night. And the next morning I was like, this is how I die.
We spent 3 days there in San Diego, all 3 days, open to close at PB Shore Club.
I'm worried about that.
They were supposed to golf and then we were just sitting there and we're watching World Cup soccer and drinking all day. They're making up shots, like a hamburger shot. Actually, it tastes like hamburger. It was so weird. It somehow tastes like hamburger. It was bizarre because it was
Do you have to give
pickling.
The fingerless glove back?
No, you get to keep them. Well, especially when you ordered the volume of drinks we did. That was the day that like I woke up on a park bench in San Diego. Joshua woke up under a palm tree when officers were helping him to his feet.
Oh, no.
It was, we got.
Shore Club will do it to you.
Sideways. It was awesome. Anyway, sorry.
You could buy it online for $5.
The fingerless PB Shore Club glove?
It's sold out, but yes.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so tangent there.
That was fingerless gloves.
And we don't have time for the rest of your list.
Number seven, the boxing glove.
Okay.
Pretty good. I remember a friend having a boxing glove and getting to actually like punch each other growing up with a boxing glove. Pretty fun.
You're off the rails, though.
Why?
You're off the rails. Because it's not a glove. That's I don't think of that as a glove.
But it is. That's like, exactly what it's called. What,
Aaron, read the definition again. It was like some
a covering for
and,
the hand worn for protection against cold or dirt and typically having separate parts for each finger and the thumb.
But it's in the name. Boxing glove. You don't call it like a boxing.
Well, then if glove box isn't on here, then I'm going to be upset. It's in the name, Erica. Okay.
Number six. Greatest gloves of all time. This is the gardening / work glove.
Good.
You know what? I have two problems in life when it comes to purchasing things. And y'all know one of them. If I'm in Costco or Target and I see a blanket, I buy it. I buy a
blanket. Oh, I thought you were going to say tent.
I did have a tent problem. I have a 10-man, 4-man, 6-man, 1-man.
Hey, have you ever gone camping?
In my backyard.
Like a vent tent, kind of like like a Hosteen. Yeah.
Yes, I have that. Huh. But I also have a glove problem. When I'm at Home Depot and I'm walking out, I'm like, do I have the Milwaukee ones? I don't think I do.
Mm. And then you buy them and you realize at home you have four pairs.
It doesn't matter because some of them have been gardened in, so they've got a little dirt on them.
Or they get like stiff. I don't like my
when they're stiff. That's gross.
Because it feels yucky.
It's such a guy thing, too. I remember my wife got me some for Father's Day or my birthday or something, and it was like work gloves. Like, what do I need? But then you put them on and it's way better. And you always start the project without them.
And then you put them on. Oh,
I guess I'll go get them and it's way better.
And you look so butch walking around your house with your gloves on. They were just going, that man's doing something today.
Yeah,
that's
He's accomplishing
true.
Crap.
So, yeah.
All right. So are we halfway through the list?
Those are the bottom six. Well, bottom five.
Mom, since you're the only one still listening, we'll have the rest of the list next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
There has been some controversy on our show about whether or not we do this a second time, and I'm overruling everyone.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers.
I have.
But he doesn't even know any scientists. When it gets real mad when we call these lists.
It's TX Controversial Rankings.
TX today is ranking. Yeah, no, you thought it got bad with bears.
Bears was
bears
good.
Bears was a good one.
Bread, tigers.
Yeah.
There was bears and tigers and lions.
No lions yet.
Lions will be coming someday.
Shopping carts.
Yes.
Portable meats.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a good one.
And portable meats did not go well in the eyes of some people.
Very controversial.
A lot
yes,
of angry
it was.
Listeners.
Here's the thing. If you took the time to write a complaint about portable meats, understand that it's called controversial rankings.
Right.
You fell into the trap. Pointed sticks underneath a pile of leaves.
Shh.
Yeah,
these are the glove rankings, yep. The greatest gloves of all time. Not specifically, because I should have clarified that. You right. guys went right to O.J. Simpson and right. Michael Jackson. Yeah. Not specific gloves, just
famous gloves.
Genres of gloves.
Genres yeah. of gloves.
So number 10 was mittens, technically on the list, out of respect.
Yep.
Number 9, the yellow dish glove. Fingerless gloves at 8. Boxing glove at 7. And the gardening slash work glove at 6.
I feel like gardening should have been higher.
I do too.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, what are we...
And are I feel like to? Fingerless is coming back.
And like, what?
I mean, yeah. It can.
Does it help, Erica, when I wear my fingerless gloves, I bought gloves and just cut them? Does that make it a little more...
So more hobo-y?
Yeah.
So they're a little more frayed.
That feels a little
end.
More manly to me.
No,
than,
less
you know?
I just, nope. I'm not sure you should ever wear them.
All right. All right.
These are the top 5. At number 5, baseball glove.
Great. Love it.
Yeah.
Iconic, classic.
Gotta have one.
All American.
Yeah. Pass it down. Gotta have a glove. Right?
Oh, you've got one? I just feel like I like them on professionals.
Oh, no. You
take them to... I remember taking them to the games all the time. I'd be like up at the top being like, I'm going to catch it. It doesn't go up there.
I remember taking... I never got one personally, but I remember having my brother's glove in the bathroom and my mom would be like, why are you in there so long? And I'm like, I'm oiling my glove.
What?
I didn't need to know that. And nor did all the people listening.
Just moms. That's not what we're doing.
That is a big part of the glove experience. I remember growing
you
up.
You put the rubber band, you oil yep. it, and you put the rubber bands around it. So it's like.
You put
so
the ball like, in it.
Yes.
Oh, put yeah. the band so around it. Put it in the oven. We used to put it in the oven a little bit. Yeah.
There's
like a
that.
Hole. My dad would always help me. Yeah. There's a whole thing.
Because you wanted to, it's like getting a dad hat right. Like your glove has to have the right.
You got to break it in.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you play baseball?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Just then like until yeah, in high school.
Yeah.
All right. That was number five.
Number four.
Oh, no. He's already laughing.
Yeah.
The love glove.
Yep. I knew it was going to be in
deserves
here.
A spot.
Okay.
It's not a glove.
Read the definition of glove
I've
one more time.
I've never thought of that as glove in my life.
I don't know. Is
not
it
a real
in the name
one.
Or not?
No.
We're not going by the definition. We're going by things that are called gloves.
So you're
it's
saying
not called a glove.
I've never called it a glove.
A love glove.
No.
You never called it that?
No.
Can we say that on the air?
I feel weird.
You've
that
said
you
it
have
seven times
it
now.
That.
We can move past it.
No, I don't know that we can. You...
What number was that?
That was number four.
Can I ask?
Should be
that
higher.
Was above
some people
the
would argue.
Garden glove?
Yeah. When do you write these lists? Like, do you write them on your drive between the station and home or vice versa? Or are you sitting there, like, on your back porch watching your kids frolic in the backyard and you're like, hon, where do you think love gloves should be on the list? I'm just curious. Do you think that's four? Like what?
It's closer to the second one that I want to admit, but.
And do you run these by your lovely and talented and HR professional bride, AHAC?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
She approved love glove love, at four. Love.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
But I ran it by her.
Okay.
We'll just move on. Number three, a snow glove. Is that innocent enough for you? The big snow.
Oh, like
yeah, you go like, out and like
don't,
you're gonna have a snowball.
Kinda, you're trying to help him.
No, I'm not.
Daddy, all
like
gloves are snow gloves.
It's
like
a material.
Ski pant material,
yes,
and then it's got
yes.
like the gripping on the inside a little
yes.
bit.
Yeah, I see.
It's
it.
Like a ski glove.
Yeah,
is really what it is.
Yeah,
you call it a ski glove, not a snow glove.
But
what the hell is a snow glove?
For making snowballs.
Well, I have children, so we call it a snow glove.
Snow
I guess.
Glove. I don't think I know what it is. Just a ski glove.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
it not like it's not knit because
like,
that would get
it's
soaked.
Knit,
it's
right,
like
yeah.
waterproof.
Okay,
and it's
all
to, like,
my gloves
fleece
are that.
Lining.
Really?
Wait, are you saying are there going to be crocheted gloves on here? Because if crocheted gloves are on here, I this is the most controversial ranking. I will hit you in the head with a hammer.
Okay.
Like gloves that are made
HR.
Out of cloth are worthless.
But
because they're going to get wet.
That's
and then
not
gonna...
true. They're not worthless because if I'm just going to brunch on a snowy day, I can just pop those on. I don't need like a monster glove.
Yeah.
If I'm not touching snow, I don't. Knit is great.
I agree.
I can walk the dog in them.
My
I
fingerless gloves.
The...
I'm not cutting off
okay.
the fingers of snow gloves. I'm,
definitely
it's a knit
not.
Glove.
Okay.
And also we should really throw those away.
I have a question for you. Is there a brand name in the final two?
No.
You're fired. He's fired.
I don't know what you're referring to, but I have one. And if it's on his list, he's also fired because he does not use it.
Love glove? Oh,
well,
that's already.
That's on there. Two kids later.
No. Okay.
Okay. Number two. The blue or the purple latex glove that you see at the doctor's offices.
Oh.
Huh? Life-saving gloves?
A surgical
yeah.
glove.
Those gloves
I mostly
that come
know them
the...
as blue or like yellow. That like
I have
pastel
black.
Yellow. Or yes, we have,
black
at my house.
Latex ones?
That's... Black, if you watch enough cooking shows, then you have to have black gloves.
Yeah.
Especially if you're barbecuing. It's like...
But okay. Are those the same as the surgical?
I don't think so.
No, just the ones that are in that box. You know,
and
they come
hold,
in a box.
They come in
but
the room.
So are the
and
surgical
they...
ones. They're in a box.
I know, but it's like they come in the room and you're sitting there like... Hi, and they're like, hold on.
Have you ever tried to put one on? Jesus, and she just broke the radio station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire her first.
Yes.
Come on.
Have you ever tried to put a latex glove on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that easy.
It's not. It's not at all.
I've learned to blow in it first and like go, and then like it's kind of, and you just, whoa, you slide in.
Oh.
Same with the latex gloves.
I don't think that's sanitary.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Did everybody get what I did
sorry
there?
Sorry for punching.
You want me to?
For the computer.
Do we have a guess for number one?
I,
do you want to guess?
You,
wanna...
you said it's not a brand
not
name.
A brand
so
name.
You are fired.
He put mittens on there originally.
Yeah.
But an oven mitt.
I had surgical gloves in my head for top.
But he's already, if he has that, then he has screwed up his list. I think he missed. It's the OJ glove, but we're not doing, it's the Isotoner glove. It's the most famous. It's the like, it's the glove that's like.
I have bad news for you. I don't know it.
It's what you're kind of describing. Not a monster glove, but it's like a regular leather. Like,
does it have like the strap?
No, doesn't have to. It's just you know what? Fancy.
I have a final guess.
Okay.
You really missed a lot though. There's golf gloves. There's but I'm gonna go driving glove.
That's why I said earlier that the fingerless glove was coming back because some of the driving gloves are fingerless.
I'm thinking of more of like the knuckles out, like the driver in Princess Diaries. I'm thinking of like his
which
gloves.
That kind of might be more of this Isotoner.
That's my Isotoner glove.
Okay.
Before we get to number one, I want to point out when we first started, you guys said, "How could you possibly think of 10?" And here you are saying, "You forgot so many."
He's doing the thus eyebrow right now, and I hate him so much for doing it.
Number one, yeah, I might not be fired just on suspension. The leather glove.
Oh!
Leather gloves. So I wear them myself. Very fashionable, very warm, pretty waterproof, good for cleaning off a car. Someone else talk anytime.
Go ahead. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay, listen. I feel like death.
I don't know how many times I can deal with you coming in here in a span of like 2 weeks feeling so bad.
It's not just me. First off, Firecracker has been sick for months.
Rude.
I don't know that I like you calling her that.
Well, I'm just going to call everybody by the name they
hate. I've been better for a while now, but yeah, there was a point between Thanksgiving and like last week where...
Yeah, that's a pretty wide swath of the world.
Where I was ready to, like, I was having dark thoughts because I was for like, sure. I'm never going to feel good again.
And I went through a flu-ish, I don't know what I had.
Mm-hmm.
It was certainly some sort of flu.
For sure. And like 102, 100 and whatever.
You're like hallucinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a good amount of hallucinating. Yeah. Narcolepsy.
Right.
Whatnot. And now, I don't know what's going on. I don't know that this is a cold. It feels just like allergies.
Yeah.
It's a weird month to have allergies.
But it's like, Hack comes in yesterday feeling like the same thing. And I just want to know what's going on with you three.
Maybe.
I don't know. It happens within like 5 minutes. Like I literally was driving to get dinner a couple nights ago and I went, oh, my nose is stuffing up. And then by the time I was home, I was
The worst.
And I'm like, it feels like allergies. It feels like, I don't know, the temperature change, like pressure.
I don't know what's going on.
Does that
it's
make me
so
sound smart?
It's so dry this year that I think that has a big effect on it.
Like the whole inside of my nose and behind my eyes and up over my brain is burning right now. It's like just this constant like it's just oh my god, I just want to claw my eyes out. So
I didn't quite have that.
But then it's also the pressure.
Okay, yeah.
And you
sure.
feel like extra tired or
it's just you're tired and fatigued because of this pressure. You're just like
and like you're not god. Able to get quality sleep because you can't breathe. I woke up snoring last night.
That you woke yourself up?
Yeah.
Because you're you can't breathe through your nose and you're like,
yes, you right. literally. It was so embarrassing. I was alone.
Were you alone?
I was
thank
like,
God.
Okay. Hopefully no one saw this.
Her snoring woke me up too. I'm down in Parker. It was so loud.
It's rare for Aaron to be alone, right?
Are you jealous?
Kind of.
My God, you guys, I feel like
he's
have
picking his boogers.
No, it's just like, okay. So here's what it got to just before he came on the air. I'm complaining off air and I apologize to you guys. I just can't take it. Then Firecracker goes, I'm going to try to make that stick.
Yeah.
I think I have some nasal spray.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're struggling.
Yeah, now we're talking.
You're desperate.
Break it out, man. Let's party.
What do you have? I know you're an addict and I know sharing needles is in your wheelhouse, but
an addict of nasal spray.
But would you really shove someone else's nasal spray in your nose?
Yeah, I think I would.
You would?
No, I mean, I might like hold my finger.
Yes.
What?
If you were that desperate, yes, absolutely.
No,
to provide any sort of relief. You said your eyeballs were burning.
That should tell you how off-putting the idea of your boogers going into my nose is.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite.
There's just like a tiny little layer on it.
I have alcohol wipes. I will clean it.
Still. It just doesn't feel like you'd have to clean it with fire, man.
Right. And then
I have that too.
No, it's probably flammable. So yeah, let's not try that.
I don't think
Yeah, it's just, it's like sharing lip balm with someone you're not super close with.
Do you, would you share with anybody? Because I think we're all close and I'll eat your gum, but there's something weird.
Yeah. And no, it is not a euphemism.
Yeah.
You mean?
I will.
I know, that's why I'm confused. Like, you are the pop the gum.
That's disgusting.
For some reason.
That's way
not
more
that
intimate.
I would kiss yeah, anybody in this room.
Really intimate.
But
except
I know that
you
all
saw what you did with the podcast.
No, but like you all are kissable people, right? You kiss your sig others. So you haven't killed anybody with your mouths, as far as I know. So like there's something about like I have taken gum from a stranger's mouth at a bar and just went, yoink, oh.
Were you trying to sleep with them?
No.
Like, because I
feel like my breath isn't fresh.
Like the only person's mouth bacteria that I'm okay with entering my mouth is Dane or Swanson.
I was going to say, or Swanson. I think you got the order mixed up.
Even Swanson, sometimes I actually pull him away. He gets too much.
But so gum is too far for
sure, because it's getting in your little crevices. It's getting all that stuff that's been, yeah.
Look at your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the opposite of when I'm excited about food is thinking about gum going from your nasty mouth to mine.
But what if I'd only chewed it for a second?
I don't care. I don't care.
Nobody in this room would chew my gum.
No, I would. I would, yeah. I would do like anything. I don't, it doesn't really gross me out.
You would share deodorant?
I think so. Yeah. I'm sure I've done that in my life.
I think I won't do that.
I have had to do that and I hate it.
In an emergency, yes. I would do that.
I think I would want to like.
You are in one right now.
Like, get a piece of paper and go like, right. Like, get some of the
sweat. Yeah.
Even though that's not getting inside me,
it's just an intimate thing.
You kind of absorb.
You don't. Your pores in your armpit. Don't. This is not a vessel to your.
Yes, it is. That's why they had to take out
aluminum.
Thank you. I was going to say linoleum. I don't know what that is.
Linoleum.
Some still have aluminum, by the way.
Oh, they do. Those are the ones that stain your.
Yeah, those are the ones that work.
Yeah, they are the ones that work really well. I am a proud owner of aluminum deodorant. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I use men's deodorant.
So around Hack will do anything.
Oh, then
so
I would
far.
Definitely use hers.
Okay. Hey. Would you do deodorant, Aaron?
If I had to, yes. If that was my only option.
Erica, only if I had to, yeah.
Okay.
But Dane and I also literally just shared deodorant.
We're on a trip. There's in the Arctic.
So it's very cold.
And there's no stores nearby. Oh, crap. I forgot my toothbrush.
No.
Yeah.
Is it all of us sharing one?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I intentionally left mine behind.
I will use my finger and toothpaste. I will do the
You're not getting in anywhere.
I don't care. Look, I'll do the old sleepover trick.
Run it under hot water for 10 minutes.
Like, I do not
all my
want
crap off of it.
Your little teeth bacteria.
It's not on it anymore. You just rinsed it.
No. Mm. Rinsing isn't really that serious.
Yes, it is with hot water. What?
I don't want your tiny teeth bacteria to then get jammed into my teeth.
Yeah, I'd probably wash the toothbrush with soap first.
So
what? It feels like the only option.
Yeah.
And also, how many days are we talking?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story. When you get caught by the police, they mean don't do it again.
Okay.
Oh, no. I've got a story that
it doesn't matter.
Yep.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of that's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just a story from Florida. But it's also a story of a woman who is my exact age.
Okay.
She definitely hit her boyfriend, which is not chill. The part that's a little interesting is they were having an argument about the apartment's cleanliness, and she said, you know what I'm going to do?
What am I going to do?
She took the jar of pickles and hit him with it.
What?
Yeah, pickle juice was spilled all over the living room, which means...
Oh, that is sacrilege in this room.
Ugh,
like, it
wasn't a pickle itself. Yeah, but it was a pickle jar.
Right, that's...
Wow. Did it break then?
Clearly.
It broke on his head. Huh.
Unless fun. The top wasn't on. But yeah, she'd been living
shirtless
with. Okay, she'd been living with her boyfriend for 6 years, and now she's charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, that's a
so
one.
Now you know
a jar deadly of pickles. Weapon.
Yeah, Aaron, if I
it's
hit
a jar
you
of pickles.
No, I understand that, but
it broke. I could kill you.
Yeah, you could.
Sounds like
let's test it out.
Yeah, kind of a threat.
I'm not gonna do okay. it.
No, I think we should. Well, she's in a real pickle.
It's a big dill. Come on, Tiak, you have one.
Her dumb and dumber fist pump that just happened in the studio was a lot. Okay.
Okay, mine was they're in quite a pickle, so Slacker. Beat you to it.
Yeah.
Trying to think of one with brine. Yeah. But it's anyway, sorry.
Right. Well, my story's out of Montana.
Well, we don't have time to get
there was a man in Montana who had gotten a ticket for an open container.
Oh, is, not drinking and driving. Oh, that's the bees. I was going for. Beer is next to bees in the sound effect library.
Container
sorry.
Of bees.
Sorry. No.
So he went down to the police station to pay his fine for that open container, and he thought, before I go, better have a few drinks.
No. So no, he didn't.
He walked into the police office there, and station, I guess, and they said, sir, you seem drunk. He said, well, I've had a few pops. They said, well, who drove you here? He said, well, I did. So they said, good news, you're already here. You got all your information. You're getting a DUI now.
Again,
yeah. Open container, DUI.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah, they went
good.
Out and searched the car and found another open container waiting for him all the way out.
No. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so he's in big trouble.
Yeah, he's going to jail.
Soon. Going to jail. Yeah.
All right.
He's in quite the pickle.
It was a big deal.
Brine.
Bread and butter.
Oh, we have to go.
Yeah.
Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming. Start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.